There's about 7 to 8 individuals involved, but because of hopes on their part that they will not be detected, they have tried not to meet each other all in the same room or per se talk to each other that much. So actually, you do have situations where someone like me is ringing up different elements of the plot and each have different numbers. Well, that could mean that they don't know what they're talking about, or it could mean that, somebody's got 5 more names, somebody's got 6 more names, and they haven't actually texted each other that yet. So it's fairly well advanced, and to be honest, it's quite a buoyant plot as well. They're all quite confident.
And just to recap, I mean, they're doing it via email, aren't they? They're not, as you say, they're not meeting in the same room. It's not a letter, but they're asking MPs to submit an email to an address.
The WHIPS operation is already naming people. Well, we know that it's not naming the right people, but it's ferociously on their trail, and the idea is that you find out who it is, you haul them in, you shout at them, you cajole, you do what you can to get them to dissuade them. And they know that that is what would happen. And so rather than try and meet or whisper under Gothic arches somewhere, which is just a stupid way of organizing anything, so obvious, they have set up a Hotmail account. They set that up on Tuesday, and the idea is that if you feel that you want to try and have a new leader, you send an email to this account. I have heard other people say there are slight problems with this. Some of the Labour MPs are not particularly electronically literate, and the idea of sending into the ether to a Hotmail account the words "Gordon Brown, you've been great, but you should disappear now," it feels like treason, but it also feels like a particularly dangerous form of treason. What if that goes to Nick Brown, Chief Whip? It just the particular form, we know why they're doing it, we understand why they're doing it via email, but there are some reports that it could end up dissuading people who otherwise would join up.
At what point will they break cover and deliver the damning verdict to Gordon Brown?
Umming and ahhing, it possibly was going to be Friday. The reason why they've been umming and ahhing is that it hasn't been clear when Gordon Brown will do his reshuffle. And what they didn't want was a situation where Brown reshuffled. It was the kind of reshuffle like we had last October, which was breathtaking. He brought back someone like Peter Mandelson, who was the unbringable backable before then. And their fear was that he might try and do something like that this time. Well, of course he would try and do something like that this time round. And that if you tried to challenge him, but you had a sort of, you have to remember the government is about 100 ministers large. If you had a series of junior ministers who'd just been brought into a new government, just accepted a slight promotion, just, had their tummies tickled, the idea that you could try and get some kind of rebellion underway, which would importantly include serious people like junior ministers and indeed possibly hopefully at some stage cabinet ministers, it would just be a non-starter. So they've been trying to figure out when he will do his reshuffle, and it now looks, though it is changing all the time, that he will do the reshuffle on Monday.
And we've seen these ministerial resignations this week, one after the other. Hazel Blears pointedly omitted the customary expressions of praise and thanks to the Prime Minister in her statement yesterday. Are these resignations part of a move to remove Gordon Brown?
No, this is grassroots, bottom up, whatever way you want to put it. We've known for a while now that Hazel and Jackie were precarious. Their position was precarious. They're not linked. Are they a problem? Did it end up forcing the letter that we've got out early? Possibly. Is that a problem? Not really, because what it does, according to a couple of the rebels, is it creates instability, it creates nervousness, and they quite like that.